Well, ladies and gentlemen, after this firework, let me just finish by saying you witnessed tonight, to this evening, a rather exciting and most interesting new developments. I think you witnessed here also a turning point in immunotherapy of cancer and hopefully also for other chronic diseases in the future. So in a way, for me, I must say it was a very exciting moment. Thank you, in particular, our laureates today for those beautiful presentations and certainly for your work. And this includes all three of you. So it remains to me to thank, first of all, the two musicians here who did a marvelous job. It's Leonard Fleischer and Fabian Kavol of the University of Frankfurt, of the part of music and performing arts. It was a fantastic part which you presented to us. But it remains to me to thank in particular also all those who helped to organize this meeting, who did such a nice job, at least for me as a person who is not here living in Frankfurt, outside of Frankfurt. It was extremely facilitating everything. Petra Rösner and all your colleagues and all the others who are working here, really a very profound note of gratitude to all of you. Now, of course, I'm also most thankful for the members of the curatorium, the friends of the Goethe University, and of the other members of the Stiftungsrat, the Scientific Council of this foundation. They all contributed greatly to the development here. And I really ask you kindly to consider also in the future to devote your support to this organization. I think it is an internationally and nationally very much recognized prize, which is well known throughout the world by now. And Paul Ehrlich, of course, was really one of the greatest founders of a field which we discussed extensively today. So let me just invite you at the end to a small reception, which we are going to have outside, and I hope that we can continue the discussion with the laureates and also among other people. And thank you all for your patience here today and for your coming and for your visit here. Thank you once again.